I invite you to prepare your hearts for remembering what Jesus did for us. Reading from Colossians 1, Jesus, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. Jesus, Prince of Peace, the one who came to make peace, bringing reconciliation, bringing two alienated parties back together. We think, well, why was God mad? Why was He angry and away? Why was there a rift in the relationship? Well, it tells us, and you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, He has now reconciled in His body of flesh by His death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before Him. It's not that God was some angry for no reason. It's we were rebels against Him. We were hostile in mind. We were doing evil deeds. And He was righteously angry, wrathful toward rebels who had spit in His face and sinned against Him. And He sent His only Son to bear the punishment, to pay the price, to bring us back together, reconciled in His body of flesh by His death, making peace by the blood of His cross. Because of Jesus, because of God the Son, become human, died in our place, because of that, we now have the opportunity to be reconciled with a holy, perfect, just, righteous God. We have the privilege of standing before Him reconciled, holy, blameless, above reproach. That's what we celebrate today. We have that standing in Christ Jesus, because of what He did for us on the cross. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll serve you the bread and the juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're invited to remember with us what Jesus did for us in His body on the cross by paying the ultimate price so we could enjoy that reconciled relationship, that fellowship with an infinitely holy, infinitely perfect, infinitely righteous God. And we can stand before Him unashamed, above reproach. Father, thank You. Words cannot express our gratitude for the gift that You have given to us. When we deserved only Your wrath, You poured out unmeasured Your love in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, and His death on the cross for us. Thank You, Jesus, that You fully satisfied the just requirements of the righteousness of God. You bore in Your body our sin, my sin. And now today I can stand before You above reproach, holy, blameless, because of what You did for me in my place. I want to say thank You. We want to remember You. We want to worship You today. Pour out our affection toward you. It's in your strong name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that we rightly deserve your wrath, your fury, your just retribution for what we have done, separation from you eternally. But we come this morning so grateful that you have chosen to pour out mercy, to pour out your forgiveness, your compassion, to make us yours, to pay the ultimate price for us. We say thank you. And now we stand before you, not on our own merits, but having received a free gift from you. We stand before you holy, righteous, clothed in your righteousness, blameless, reconciled to a holy God. And we say thank you. Today we enjoy our relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. His body broken for you. His blood poured out for you. Drink.